And we have with us Rebecca McManaman, who is a dietitian. We've been talking a lot about diets and that kind of thing in the programme. We've got some questions coming in that perhaps you can help us with, please, Rebecca. We've got here Gareth asking on Facebook, does burnt toast or burnt anything, in fact, cause cancer? Is that a myth?
So there's been some research around the chemical component when carbohydrates have undergone burning and whether that may cause cancer. It has perhaps some link in lab studies, but the human data isn't quite there yet. However, the Food Standards Agency did advise, based on the data we know so far, to try and avoid overly burnt products if we can. However, we know there's a lot more things that are going to be more likely to cause cancer in our diet than burnt toast, to be honest.
And Chris Hallam on Twitter, is there any benefit to protein shakes in a diet to build muscle or lose weight?
We shouldn't really need to use protein shakes. If we can have protein, and it's important to spread it through the day, so to have it at every meal to preserve our muscle, we shouldn't really need to use extra protein shakes.
That's what food is for.
Indeed, that's what food's for.
Thank you very much. That's Rebecca McManaman, who's been with us through the show. And thank you to our other guests this week. We heard from Anthony Baggett, Patrick Harding, Pete Scarborough, and also Paul Quadracassis.